Sticky Spray Show going on again. Still chugging along here. this time we're on the Madhouse stream. Sorry, I'm here. Yay. Goose. The goose is loose. Oh, fuck. Goose, are you there?
I think I'm here.
Goose. What? Calling Goose. Calling Goose. Shit.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone.
How are you calling?
You hang up.
All right, I will.
Sorry.
Hang up the goddamn phone.
I am your mother.
Are you?
I'm actually your father.
Fuck. Goose.
All right, let's do a Craigslist one. Just tell him to hang up the phone.
All right.
I wanted to do that all week.
I think my online girlfriend stopped talking to me.
Is she hot? Send me a picture.
No, she's not even hot.
All right, I want to see a picture though. I'm trying to see.
I already showed Sloth a picture.
Show me.
She's not even hot, dude. She's not even like.
Dude, let me see.
It's not even worth it, dude. But fine. It's not. It ain't even worth it to show them pictures, man. Cause she ain't even that hot, man. I sent her a message though. I sent her Cump Flat 5 through the message thing. See if
I
you could.
Didn't.
Yeah, I did. I wrote her a message. Wrote Cump Flat 5, and like she went offline after that.
Awful copy.
That's how I try to get the girls, man. You know, I just send them a message. Cump Flat 5. Can you look at that? They're.
I'm judging.
Ice Goose. I'm telling you, man.
She doesn't look bad.
Yeah, she's like, alright. She's like,
geez. She's alright.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How old is she?
I don't even know. I think she's
26?
Like 26 or something.
Yeah, I was going to say like 26.
23, 24.
She looks a little bit older than that. Jesus, Spray, you're hitting a young one.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's kind of young, yeah. I don't know. I haven't even hit it yet with her.
Is she going to let you hit it?
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm going to try, I guess.
Just be thirsty on there.
Yeah, that's the thing. I ain't even trying to be thirsty on these hoes. I think that's like going to be my new technique. Be like, yo, ho, you want to fuck or what?
Nah, bro. My bro was telling me this summer he had a friend I was doing this. He's just going like, okay, Cupid, all of the other sites that were free.
Yeah.
Just hit up itches, go on one date with them, get laid, and then go.
So, like, what was his technique, though? Was he just like, yo, let's fuck, how, or like, I mean, what do you do?
That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do is just be smooth.
Yeah, shit.
It ain't that hard. Just act cool, you know, to act relaxed, confident. That's all it takes, confidence.
Niggas trying to get smooth and shit.
Just laugh. I mean, that's shit. That's what I do with chicks all the time. Just laugh at them. That's all that matters. Keep them laughing.
I have to get, like, super drunk to do that.
Really?
Yeah, otherwise I like, think too much. I'm just like, and then, like, my brain just goes, like, I can't, like, stop my thoughts. Like, I got, like, ADD or something, you know?
Chicks think that that nerdy stuff is really funny, though.
Yeah, if I get, like, drunk enough, then I could fucking...
Nah, because then she knows, that you're fucking around. I mean, honestly, just, yeah, I mean, even if you want to, just give her a fake fucking name, bro. Give her a fake name, and you never have to see her again. You can just act like a completely different person.
I mean, I've done that before.
I mean... But... I mean, it's a possible thing. She's only got 90. Oh, shit.
Sorry.
She catfish?
No, I've seen her in real life before.
Have you gone on a date with her, though?
Yeah, I went on, like, a few dates with her.
And you haven't hit it yet?
I mean, I went on, like, 3 dates with her. 1 official date. And, like, the other 2 were just, like, kind of, like, get-togethers.
You haven't hit it yet?
No, I've not hit it yet, no. My plan is if I do go on another date with her, that would be the time to do it.
How far?
What?
How far have you gone with her, though?
Not even... I haven't even, like, touched her at all.
What? Dude, you gotta do something like bowling... movie where you can, like, cuddle up.
Yeah, I like took her to a movie and then I touched her arm.
What?
I like touched up on her arm. The thing is, things were getting pretty serious then, you know.
Oh man, there's so much I need.
I know that there is a date.
I know. I guess Goose has got to show me the way.
Bitches be looking for something. All right. We'll do a show. We'll do a call.
Yeah.
Do a call. Right. I'm trying to teach my man. I'm now his wingman.
I need help. Yeah, I need help. Fucking with these hoes.
I am now your wingman. Goose is loose. Do you have any good numbers?
I don't know. Not really. I have a number for, like, a stroller on Craigslist.
All right, yeah. What's going on? I'm just going to tell him to hang up.
All right.
In between me writing a paper, so. All right.
But yeah, me and my nigga Ice Goose, you know. I mean, my nigga Ice Goose, he'd be telling me, like, what's up and shit, you know. All right, Tabachi, yo, if you want me to add you in, that'd be great. I can't hear Spray. Listen to the Madhouse stream, then you can hear me.
Hi, I can't take your call right now, but please leave me a message. Thanks, bye.
I like this a lot better. I can speak more naturally.
Please record your message. When you have finished
recording. Yes, I can't hear you.
Yeah, that's because they're listening to the my mix. I should just turn it off, really.
Yeah, if you're on Madhouse, might as well just turn it off, man.
All right,
we did a call. Now we can talk for 15 more minutes. Anyways, add Tabachi so we can get a good number of flow going. And I can write a paper and do multiple things.
I don't do it all the time, but...
I'm in mute because my roommate's having a conversation behind me, so I'm gonna fuck with that.
All right, Tabachi Hibachi. I don't have his phone number though.
Is Tabachi 5.
All right.
Oh,
here we go. No, he is my friend.
Call that boy.
I'm trying it, but he's like not on.
Weird.
I can't add him.
Weird.
There, where?
I'm just trying to figure out if somebody
help us get this. You got a friend in me. Hibachi, Hibachi, you got a friend in me. Cause Tabachi's my friend, and you know it goes to the end. Hibachi, Tabachi. You got a friend in me. Tabachi, Tabachi, you got a friend in me.
I'm looking up some numbers now.
I got a pee.
I'm looking it up. Chill out, everybody.
I hate being on the madhouse because I can't play my own songs. Because I don't know how to play them through the speaker.
All right, when you get back from peeing, we'll have this one. This is a Bonchode.
Nice.
Bonchode.
Add Enigma. It's prank Enigma. Just call him a fuckboy.
Hey, will you call this number before you leave?
Yeah, I will.
So we can do a call.
Just talk to Enigma. Call him a fuckboy and an asshole. Hey, Enigma. Fuckboy. Asshole.
Thank you for calling Gandhi. This is Kristen. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to place an order for pickup.
Sure.
Okay. Bitch. You ready to take my order?
Sure.
Okay. Is there any authentic Indians there? People who speak Hindi? I speak Hindi at UNLV, and I just need to practice a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, can I speak to them?
You want to speak to somebody who speaks Hindi?
Yes, please. That'd be perfect.
History
and military science
class really bad.
Military science is psychic bad at all.
Hello?
Hi. Hi. I'd like to place an order.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like... Bouchak noodle?
Which one?
I'd like Papadoms. You have Papadoms there?
Papadom?
Yeah, Papadoms.
Aap Hindi bolte?
Okay. Can I have garlic naan?
Garlic naan.
Okay. Yeah, a lot. A lot of garlic naan.
Like how many? What? There is... In one garlic naan, there is 4 pieces.
Yeah, like 5 orders of that.
5 garlic naan? Okay.
Yeah, 5.
And?
Lamb curry, as spicy as it'll go.
Okay, lamb curry?
Yeah, lamb curry. Okay. Try to make it an 11. Yeah, as hot as it'll go.
Okay, 10 out of 10?
Yeah, 11 out of 10, if you can.
Okay.
Okay. And I'd like to place an order of Bonchode. Yeah.
What was that?
Bonchode. I'd like to place an order of Bonchode. Or Modern Chode.
Oh, which one is it?
Modern Chode. Can I have some Modern Chode?
Modern Chode?
Yeah, Modern Chode.
You mean a Modern Paneer?
That, and bring your sister in front. Bring her in front of me. I would like to pee on her.
Who?
Yes, bring your sister in front. I didn't mean any of that, by the way. But I would like your sister to come front of me. Bring me in front. Hello? Bring your sister in front.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Come front of me, please. Mother Jode.
Who is this?
This is John Holloman.
John Holloman?
Yeah. I would like to place an order.
Yeah, we were trying to take the order, but somebody's saying bad words. I'm not gonna.
No. It's not. Mother Jode is not a bad word.
Oh, really? What is it?
It's a type of dish.
Oh, no, it's really
it wasn't just for
sponsored food. It's a soup. No, it's
not. No, my friend told me it's a soup.
No, it's not.
What is it then?
No, they're not going to take your order.
Why? I'm just trying to order some soup.
They're trying to. Well, why don't you just do the order with me in English? You speak perfect.
Okay, yeah. I can do that. I'd like some poppadoms. An order of garlic naan. The Mother Jode soup. Is that possible to get some Mother Jode? Maybe some bomb jode?
No, all they have is dog and tomato soup.
You have dogs? I'm okay with fucking a dog.
And tomato soup.
What, ma'am?
They have dog and tomato soup.
I want the Von Chode soup.
They don't have it.
What about the Gandu soup?
Nope.
Well, what type of soup do you have then?
I just told you the doll and tomato soup, that's it.
I don't want soup made of dolls. That's stupid.
You know what, I don't have time for this.
Well, it's stupid, and it's dirty.
I don't have time
for this. Why would you make a soup out of dolls? You're a dirty people.
Doll!
You're a dirty.
D-A-L, it's lentil soup.
D-O-L-L? That's.
Yeah.
You guys are a
I gotta go. Thank you. Bye.
Modern.
Band showed. Father motherfucker. Shit. Yo, we got Enigma on the motherfucking set. He hustling. Shit.
Are we still on the stream after my little slip up?
Shit, yeah. Nigga, what's good, Seth?
Yo, what's up, Enigma? Yo. We talk about that motherfucking Comp Flap 5. We in the motherfucking sock game and shit, nigga. You know what?
Sock game, sir.
Yeah, sock game, motherfucking shoe game. You know, these niggas be trying to sniff up on our motherfucking sneakers, you know?
My nigga.
Shit. All right.
I just put another Bon Jode number in there.
Alright, I'll click that shit right there, you know. It was funny, I called up that hoe. Oh no, I wrote her a message. She's like, pardon? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I was typing my password. She's like, that's a little weird. And I'm like, what is? She's like, that password's kind of weird.
That was a little bit. You probably shouldn't have said that, man. You probably shouldn't get on. Hi, do you speak authentic Hindi?
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
Do you speak Hindi?
No, sir.
Can I speak to somebody who speaks Hindi?
Just a second, please.
Okay.
Good evening, Origin India. May I help you?
Hi, I'd like to place an order.
Oh, yeah, you can place an order, sir.
Oh, great. Okay, I'd like Papadoms.
Well, Papadoms, uh-huh.
Okay, I'd like garlic naan.
Uh-huh.
Lamb curry, as hot as it'll go.
Lamb curry? Also,
yeah, whatever. And then I would like Mother Jode.
You like what, sir?
Mother Jode. And bun.
How do you want that?
Big tits.
What's that?
I want them big.
But what's that?
Yeah, I want Mother Jode.
As big as you?
Yeah, as big as my tits.
As big as you?
Yes.
Anything else?
How big are your sister's breasts?
As big as yours?
As big as mine? I have an A cup. Uh-huh. I'm not impressed.
I know.
I'm not impressed by your sister's breasts.
Your name?
John Holloman.
You wait for me.
Yeah, thank you. How big
are you? B. John Holmes?
Yeah, I'm at
home. B. John Holmes?
No, I'm John Holloman.
The D. Anything else?
Yeah. How big are your sister's areolas?
Yeah.
I have no sister.
Oh, how big are your mom's? Okay.
Funny guy.
Yeah, thank you. How big are your mom's?
Should be on Comedy Central. You should be on Comedy Central.
Oh, I am on Comedy Central.
I know.
Oh, yeah. I'm on. Oh, fuck. All right. I gotta call the photos.
Cunt flap. Cunt flap.
Oh, call this number. Don't call Sloth's number. Call that one.
Fuck him.
The guy's call this pretty funny.
Fuck Sloth. He's a faggot.
We love you. I just want to tell this guy to hang up the phone.
Cunt flap. Cunt flap. Cunt flap.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the dresser you put up on Craigslist.
Yeah. Well, I think.
Okay, hang up the phone.
Again?
Hang up the phone.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, hang up the phone, motherfucker. Hang it up. It didn't work out as well as I like it. Oh, wow. Tabachi's got a whole bunch. Spray?
Yeah, I'm looking. Sorry. I just had to talk to that girl. Because I said, she's like, that password's kind of weird. And I'm like, yeah, a little bit. I'm like, I got to keep things secure, you know?
check in with me before you say anything else, brother.
And then she wrote, understandable. And then I wrote, sorry, I got a little bit tipsy and typed in the wrong place. I'm glad you understand.
Tell her you're trying to meet up tomorrow.
With her tomorrow?
Yeah, she's like, you trying to go to the bar with me tomorrow?
Alright, I'll say that.
Alright. Alright. In the meantime,
let me call one of these.
Call one of the numbers, yep.
I'll tell you what she responds, and then maybe you can help me out. She said, still totally judging that password, but have fun.
Put an LOL in there. Like, don't be judging. That ain't cool.
Should I just put LOL?
LOL, nobody will ever guess that password. Except
no.
For now.
All right. Nobody. Yeah. Would ever
know the secret.
Ever guess that password.
It justifies why you have Cunt Flop 5's password.
Alright, ever guess that password.
Except for now. Looks like I'm going to have to change it.
Word. Except for now. I'm going to have to change it.
Add an LOL at the end. And a smiley face.
To change it. LOL, smiley face.
Alright, and then call left-handed electric guitar.
Alright. Left-handed guitar.
How much you had to drink tonight, buddy?
Too much.
It was at like 12, so I'll be good. Plus, I'm going to bed at 10 tonight. Never bed at 10.
You have reached the voicemail box of.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley.
Ashley! For the functional
I've not heard any like reviews
perspective.
About it.
Perspective. Everybody wants to hear on group decision making. All right, call the next one, buddy.
All right. Post hole digger.
It was like one Monday and we got up, it was supposed to be
23
degrees. Like it was like
it was supposed to be 23,
25. By the end of the day it was like
30. And then it was
31. So I don't
know.
Hello.
I'm calling about the ad you put on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Okay, hang up the phone, motherfucker. Hang up the phone. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hang up the phone. Hang it up. Hang up the phone. It's not going too well. I didn't know what that was. So. Yeah, you may want to slot this right. You may want to explain where the hell that password.
What?
You may want to explain where that password came from.
Oh, no, I don't know. She's not. She stopped talking to me after that. I think. That was the password of doom.
Yeah, I should have fucked that up.
That was funny though. I liked it. I like saying "cunt flap five" to a random person.
Yeah, just now you gotta get everybody.
I mean, hey, if she's down with the "cunt flap five," that means she's down to do anything, you know?
Yeah, you're not trying to get a long thing going, buddy.
No way. I'm not even. I don't even. I'm not sure if I'm even trying to get a short term thing going.
Call him, by the way.
Hi, you've reached Nikki with Nick's Fit Fix. Please leave a message and I'll call you right back.
Yeah, fuck that.
Hello?
Oh, shoot.
Washington.
Who did we call? God damn it.
Good thing she's a weirdo, too. She just said some weird shit.
Did she answer?
Yeah, I wrote, well, after that I wrote, I got a B on my farm test. I'm pretty happy about that. It's just true.
Is it farm class?
Pharmacology. And then she wrote, I made shot glasses with mobster mugshots. Info into candles? What?
Oh, call the professional line cook.
Alright. I've asked her why she just gets really quiet.
Let's see. There's too many calls or too many numbers. I can't read them. Oh, I see him.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Honestly, I'm like very anti.
If you are satisfied with your message, your call press has been forwarded to listen to your message. Voice message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. 8. Press 4. 1 is not available.
Jesus.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, if you hang up,
what the hell?
On for more options.
What the fuck is going on here?
Fail.
God damn it. Here, I'm gonna call a random number. I don't know which one. This is my name is Vivian Cortez. I'm looking for a part-time dog sitter. I'm certified in pet rescue by the American Red Cross.
What?
Something.
to the damn vet? Do I gotta know? Hello?
Hi, you have reached Vivian Cortez. Please leave me your name, number, and a brief message, and I will contact you at my earliest convenience. Thank you.
Shit. Fuck. Numbers suck. Nobody's picking up. None of these numbers are picking up. Fucking Tabachi and motherfucking Sloth. Both of you guys are fucking useless.
Yeah. The door.
Fuck motherfuckers.
What?
Tabachi,
the voicemail for Vince Latham. Please leave your name, number, and message, and I'll give you a call back as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the time.
Oh, what the hell? Tabachi just left. He got offended. I'm sorry, Tabachi.
Awful copper. Oh, are you offended?
I actually mean it.
Okay, fuck you.
Tabachi.
Awful copper. Sloth, where are you seeing the mechanical engineering student? I don't know.
Great. Now that Tabachi left, what are we gonna do?
Probably gonna start crying.
I just seen a leaving message and I'll call you right back.
Yeah, so
as long as I can. Thank you.
Dumb bitch.
God damn it. I'm going to tiny chat. What the fuck? None of these fucking numbers work. Fucking assholes. And I can't play any music either as a break because shit's all fucked up. Here, hold on a second. I'm gonna close this shit right here.
Where are you?
To send, simply hang.
I found out I'm better at soccer.
Hello?
Hello?
What happened?
I think Sloth is doing it.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Enigma?
What's up?
Yo, you want to talk about some snakes or some shit or what?
Which I would totally want to try.
Some snakes?
Yeah, let's talk about some snakes, man, you know? I got this snake. I've been playing with my snake and, like, it fucking touched on my motherfucking shit, you know?
Oh, my God. Oh, shit, nigga.
Yeah, you know, I've been playing with my snake and then I dipped it in.
All right, sticky spray. This one's all you.
All right.
India Palace, may I help you?
Hello?
India Palace.
Hi, India Palace. Can I make an order?
What would you like?
One chicken tikka masala.
How hot? Mild, medium, or hot?
How hot does it need to be to make my ring burn?
Hot is good.
Yeah, very hot. Make it burn my booty hole.
Very hot?
Yeah, make it so when I take a poop, it's going to burn very much.
All right, I can make it. You have very hot, very, very hot.
Very hot.
All right.
I want my butthole to be sore the next day, so remember your name.
No, it's very hot. Okay. Any bread with that?
Yeah, can I have garlic naan?
Okay, anything else?
One behen chode.
All right.
Okay. With the extra gandu sauce?
Huh?
With extra gandu sauce?
What is that?
One behen chode?
Oh, we not have that, sir.
Oh, do you have a gandu?
No, sir.
Gandu sauce?
No. Not
oh,
here.
Do you have mata chode?
Not in Jutta.
No?
Not in Jutta.
Do you have ula kupata?
Huh?
Do you have ula kupata?
No, sir.
Oh, can you bring your sister in front of me?
Huh?
Your sister?
We not have it. I do not.
No, your sister.
No, sir.
Do you understand?
No, sir. We don't.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
No, sir.
Oh, I want your sister. Your sister.
We don't have it.
No, listen to me.
Not in my life.
No, do you understand? Do you have a sister?
No, sir.
A sister?
No, sir.
Bring your sister in front?
No, sir.
Yes? Your mom? You bring your mother in front of me?
Yes, stupid man. Talk nicely.
I am. Hey, do you have mata chode? Talk nicely. This stupid motherfucker. God damn it. What up, Enigma?
What it do?
Shit. What up, Sloth? You finally talking on this shit? What?
Cactus. Finally micing up, bro?
Yeah,
let's
you gonna mic up, nigga?
Do a motel.
Alright, let's get some motels on here.
I want to try a banjo real quick.
All right.
Oh, banjos are great. If you can get them. We haven't had much luck with the banjos tonight.
Yeah, I only want to try one. I'm not going to waste too much time.
Thank you for calling Tendra, may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place a goddamn order, please.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. What's the
like? Okay, well, my name's Ron. Aren't you going to ask my name? You're supposed to ask my name.
That's true. Okay.
Well, no, ask my name. Say, sir, what is your name?
Oh, my name is Kamal.
No, say, repeat after me. Sir, what is your name?
Sir, what is your name?
My name is Ron. Thank you. What is your name?
My name is Kamal.
Kamal, nice to meet you.
Same here.
All right. I'd like to make an order, please.
Okay, go ahead. What would you like to have?
I would like the chicken tikka masala, please.
And how spicy, mild, medium, hot?
Oh, I want it spicy as hell. That's how I like it.
Indian hot, okay.
Yeah.
And do you want to order some naan with your meal?
Yeah, do you have garlic naan?
We do have the garlic naan.
Well, then shit, yeah, I want that.
Okay.
Do you have papadoms?
We do have the papadoms. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, Jesus Christ, I want three of those fuckers.
Do you have the papadoms, okay?
Yes. And one mata chode?
One what?
A behen chode? A behen chode?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said mata chode.
What is that? We don't have that in the menu.
You don't carry a chodi?
What is that? No, actually, hold on, okay? Let me give it to the owner. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
not the owner, sorry. Can you take this order? I don't know.
Hello?
Hello, sir, yes, Mr. Gondu.
Who?
Yeah, Mr. Ulu Kapita.
We don't have anybody named that.
Well, no, your mistress there, she said that you were a moderchode. Sir.
Yes, who is this?
Yeah, this is Ron. My name is Ron.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who are you looking for?
I was looking for Mr. Moderchode. I understand that that's you, that you're a bonchode and a moderchode.
What are you saying?
Oh my
gosh. He's telling me that I want that. I want this.
What do you want? They don't. Yeah, okay, there we go.
Oh, that was good, man. That was funny.
Oh my god, what is he saying?
Okay, so now what did you want?
I wanted to do a motoko.
Okay, well, is that one? The 2-2?
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
All right.
That was fucking funny. Oh my god, what is he saying? Oh, man.
And thank you for calling Motel 6, Albany. If you know the room number of the guest you're calling, please enter at any time.
Like
for directions to the motel, please.
Oh shit.
Thanks for calling Motel 6 of Albany, where we make great happen. Lashayla speaking. How may I help you?
Bitch. Hi, can I have room 114, please?
Yes, I mean, you want to speak to who?
Room 114.
114?
Yeah.
I don't have anyone in 114.
Oh, no, ma'am, I said 115. I'm sorry, my internet's lagging.
I don't have no one in 115 either.
They said they're in one of the teens. I just can't remember which one. I think it was 116.
You don't have a name?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, sir. We don't have no one in 114 or 115.
Their name is Big Black Pussy Pumpers.
They're who?
Big Black Pussy Pumpers.
Oh, I'm not sure who you're speaking about.
You, bitch. Are you a big black pussy pumper? Can't speak tonight.
Day who?
Day who?
Day who?
All right, I'll get you another one. I'll get you another one. I'm really prepared. Oh, shoot. God damn it.
What are you looking up? Was that Motel 6 that we called?
Yeah.
Okay,
can I get rid of big black pussy poppers?
Look up Super 8 instead. They still just transfer people without really asking a whole lot of questions.
Okay, I have a number right here, and I'll look that up. What is it, Super 8?
Yeah, Super 8. Or I guess Red Roof Inn works as well. Either of those two. You search one, I'll search another.
So take all right, I'll pick. Be Super 8.
Heard.
Motel 6, downtown.
Hi, motherfucker. Can I go to room 114?
No, you may not.
Why?
Because you have no tact, no etiquette, or... You have no one to talk to.
I think that's pretty uncalled for.
Listen here, motherfucker. Don't.
What a son of a bitch. You have no tact.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
What an asshole.
I'm genuinely offended.
Yeah. You motherfucker. I got more tact on my pinky than your mother ever fucking blah, blah, blah. Labial inflation, you bitch.
Can we call Canada?
What's that?
Are we allowed to call Canada?
Yeah, I have unlimited worldwide.
Oh, okay.
Great. Shit, my chair. Yeah, I don't think it's working out too good with that girl, Ice Goose.
What'd she say?
I wrote She wrote something stupid to me about, like, yo, I'm making some candles for my brother-in-law. And I wrote, like, yeah, you all cool with them crafts and shit.
Aw, dude. Aw,
do you really say that kind of shit to her?
Yeah. Because
that's retarded.
Nah, bro, you didn't fucking say that.
Yeah, I did say that. That she's, like, so cool.
That's dumb as hell.
Stupid. Yeah, I know how to ruin a good thing.
Yeah.
And then she wrote, I wrote, ha ha ha.
Rule number one, don't say and shit.
I thought it'd be cool.
I don't know, man.
That's what the gangsters say, right?
Yeah, but you're like, you have a beard, you're white, and slightly overweight, and tall, and you do prank calls as a hobby.
What did you tell her earlier? I didn't really hear it.
I wrote, yo, she said, like, I made some candles for my brother-in-law. And I wrote,
how can I help you?
Hi, can I go to room 114, please? Mm-hmm. I bet you send me.
What?
Room 114, please. Listen, bitch. I'm not in the mood. Hello?
There's no one in that room.
All right. Well, how about you send me to 115, then?
Nobody's there either.
All right. Well, send me to a room with somebody in it.
Oh, click.
Yeah, I think I'm done with this girl, though. Or I think she's done with me.
Wait, what did you say?
Because she wrote something like, she's like, oh, I made my stepbrother some candles. And I was like, yo, you all cool with them crafts and shit.
So beyond retarded. I'm not sure what to say.
And then she's like, so cool. And I was like, haha. I'm like, I'm too drunk to even be on the computer right now.
Nah, bro. No, you didn't say that.
I did.
On that candle game, bro.
It's true. It's true, though.
Yeah.
And then I wrote, then she wrote, you went from being tipsy to being drunk pretty quick. She's like, I'll just let you be. And then I just said, like, nah.
She completely shot yourself in the foot.
She thinks you're a straight-up alcoholic now.
Yeah, have,
like,
dude.
Serious problems and anger issues whenever you drink and shit. It's like, not only are you not going to get any now, she's, like, actively frightened by you.
That's why I can't get any girls.
Yeah, well, yeah. Rule number one. Probably shouldn't state that you're drunk.
That's why I have problems getting ladies.
Yes.
Red Ruffin, this is
114.
Raphael.
114. Stop being 114? So loud. Yeah, please. Here you go, Ice Goose. This is all you.
I can't mute anyways because I'm lagging.
It's all you.
I'll never find true love.
You'll die alone.
Hello.
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yeah.
Is everything okay with your room today, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, there's been a bit of an issue. I'm not sure you're aware of it. Sir?
Yeah.
We're having some problems with the pipes down here in the maintenance room. Our maintenance man, Ron Newman, is here. We need your help with the toilet, sir.
Okay.
Okay, can you take the phone into the toilet? Or can you listen to the instructions?
Yeah, just hang on. Let me.
All right. Thanks. All right. Put all the towels in the toilet. I don't know. I'm doing this.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm talking to that girl for a while now.
Alternatively, you could apologize when you wake up tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm looking at the toilet. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Okay, I need you to flush it once, sir.
Okay, hang on. The phone don't quite reach.
All right. Does not quite reach.
Met her in real life. She's not that hot.
She's all right.
She looked pretty damn cute.
Yeah, in her pictures, but in real life, she's not that decent.
Okay.
Okay, I need you to take the top off of the toilet, sir.
Okay.
How does it look down there, sir? How does it look? Is there blue water? I'm lagging like a motherfucker. Hello?
Okay.
Okay, is it there? Is there water in there?
Yeah, there's water in there.
Oh, is it refilling good? Refilling well?
Yeah, it's just about to shut off. Now, my tub,
okay,
my tub keeps leaking. It runs. It runs and runs and runs.
Oh, my God. All right, I need you
The valve doesn't shut off.
Oh, no. That's a big problem too. Okay, I need you to take I need you to put the chair in front of the front door, okay? Just so we know what room you are.
Oh, the door's open right now. We're kicking back in, ready to watch the Laker game.
Oh, fuck the Lakers, but okay.
Yeah.
Sir, I need you to put a toy or a I need you to put the lid there. We're not gonna touch it anymore, okay? It's contaminated. The AIDS. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I need you to throw the hand towel into the toilet. Do that for me right now, sir.
What do you mean put in the tank?
Yeah, put it in the tank.
What, to soak up all the water?
To soak up all the water, that's it.
Well, see, now it's full again. Now it's got 2 freaking gallons of water in there.
Oh, all right. Throw one of the big towels in there.
Yeah, so you just better send somebody over here, I guess.
Flush it under any circumstances.
All right.
Yeah, well, we're going to send them over there in a minute.
Okay.
I need you to put a towel in the toilet.
All right.
Okay, stay on the line with me, sir.
All right.
Okay, tell me when that's completed.
This is John Holloman calling from the CDC.
Yeah, he's not going to flush it. We're not going to do that.
Has he commenced in putting the...
Yeah, dude, it would take 10 towels to soak up all this water, man.
Hey, this is John Holloman from the CDC.
Sir?
Yeah?
Sir, I need you to throw all of the towels into the toilet.
Put them in
the
toilet.
We're going to send you more towels, okay?
Okay.
We're setting up.
I'm not from
units.
The CDC. I'm not from the CDC. Okay. All right,
from
sir.
Central...
Just throw all the. We're gonna send more towels up to you. Okay.
Okay.
All
just
right.
Put them in the toilet, please.
Stay,
and flush
stay
them.
On the line with me, buddy. And then put them all in the toilet. Try to soak them. And wash them off.
How many towels do you have in
with
there
hot
right
water.
Now? Sir?
I got 2. You need like 10 more.
No, how many towels do you have in the room?
2.
2?
All right.
Can you flush it?
No. Don't do that. Don't do that. Do not flush it, sir. This is the maintenance man.
Sir, actually, this is a prank call. It got kind of botched.
Yeah, it got bad.
Did you believe us, though? Did you believe it?
I don't know, man. Fuck you. I'm getting ready to watch the Laker game.
Oh, well, hey, man. Come on. Chill. You know, it's not all like that.
Right.
Apparently, it is all like that. Anyway, Spray, we'll add you back, but you're being a real, like, drunk asshole there for a second. I was just getting upset.
Don't worry, Spray. It happens to me, too.
What happened?
It does.
We hung up on you, bro.
Yeah, we hung up on you because you were being a drunk ass to Ice Goose.
Why? He was sad. I told him to flush the toilet.
Yeah.
No. We don't want him to do that because then it'll flood and that's damages.
So what?
Nah, it's damages. I don't want to go to jail.
Damages. He's the one that flushed it.
No.
Yeah, it's just safe to not do that. We'll just make him put. I wanted him to put the pillow in the toilet.
Yeah, I mean, here, it's not even a question of safe or not. Like, it's just no. That's not something you're allowed to do. So we don't do that.
You'd be able to do it on spray mixer. It'd be allowed.
True. You could do that. That is an option. not But you do also have to consider the legal ramifications that might arise from something like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, once you start causing damage, people actually care enough to pursue it.
Here, wait, hold on a second. Call me back.
Hey, Sloth, what do you think about pillow in the toilet, though?
That's pretty good.
Okay. I didn't know if that was too far.
Nah.
All right.
What are you talking about? He's the one that told him to put all the shit in the toilet. Yeah, I just said put flush
stuff
it.
Dude, it's clean-ass water. You can put stuff in the toilet, but that doesn't mean
you can't flush it?
No.
Come on.
Dude, listen, base decks and shit, that's all made of wood. Like, seriously, like, floorboards? Seriously,
so
man.
That's
not
a
cool.
Fine line there. You can put shit in the toilet.
Yeah,
you
doing damage
to
the structure.
Can't cause it to flood.
Yeah, and construction of a building. Yeah, that's a problem.
Kidding me? Damage all the fucking towels and the pillows
by getting them wet.
How's that not damage?
What, getting them wet?
Yeah, exactly, getting them wet.
It's a good question, you know. Honestly, Spray, I gotta admit, you made me see it in a different light. Thanks, man.
I mean, where do you draw the line, you know?
Damage. Actual property damage. Threats, giving out numbers.
Yeah, we're damaging property. You're damaging the pillows.
Well, no, the pillows could be dried out. I think you can dry clean pillows.
Pillows are like $50 each.
Oh my god, hotel pillows are not $50 each. Have you ever slept in a hotel?
Dude, my pillows are like fucking $10.
Okay, we're going to do a call eventually. All right, here we go.
So I don't want you to pee on your pillows.
But Ice Goose, you can take this.
Yeah, tell him to pee on the pillow.
No, see, that would be damage. That's pee. That's not good.
Thanks for calling Monterey Red Roofing. This is Jasmine.
Yeah, transmit to 114. Be quiet.
I'm sorry, what is this?
No, it's just you're talking a lot, and I really want you to transmit to room 114. I need to speak with my friend. He's in there.
Sure.
All right, there you go, Ice Goose. All Ring.
Ring, ring, motherfucker.
Ring. I'm pretty sure it's time to hang up on this.
Yeah. Yeah, just call him, bud.
Yeah, do you want to ask for the room this time?
Yeah, sure.
Piss on the pillows.
Don't piss on the pillows. That's not allowed.
How's that any different than putting him in the toilet?
Because it's straight up piss.
Hi, can I be transferred to 117, please?
Sure.
Thanks, bitch.
You know, there's some really weird arbitrary rules here.
And you know what? That's just how it is. It's not a democracy. Carlito pretty much rules the place, so...
So you can put him in the toilet. You just can't piss on him.
Well,
piss
what,
on
what, damage are you really doing by putting them in the toilet?
Well, piss goes in the toilet.
Yeah, piss goes in the toilet, but then you flush it away with clean-ass water. So therefore,
I made sure he flush it first.
Isn't pissing on the pillows the same as putting him in the toilet?
No, it's a question of the overall concentration of piss that's being absorbed into the pillow.
It's just pure logic.
Yeah, transmitter room 118.
Yeah, are you guys staying in-house?
What's that?
Are you guys staying with us, or...
Who? What are you talking about?
Are you guys staying here or calling from outside?
I'm calling from outside. I haven't spoken to you before. Why are you giving me the runaround?
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Ron.
Ron, and you need to speak to which room?
I just don't understand why you're, persecuting me. Is it because of the color of my skin? Is it a race thing?
Excuse me, what is... you have to tell me the person you want to speak to, because otherwise I cannot transfer it.
Well, I'm Caucasian, I'm white. So, that's why I asked.
Hello?
Yeah? Hey.
Yeah, which room number?
118.
And who's in 118?
Well, I don't really feel comfortable telling you now. I mean, you're a racist. I don't trust you with my friend's personal information.
I'm sorry, I cannot transfer any call if you don't tell me who...
Well, there's no reason to be a bitch about it. I mean, Jesus.
I'm sorry. I think you're having
a... Well, look, why don't you go into the bathroom and see how many fingers you can fit inside of your vagina? All right. Guess not.
But, you gotta think about this logically here. Piss goes in the toilet, right?
Suppose you could pee in the toilet.
So if you pee on the pillow...
I personally pee in the sink.
Well...
Oh, I have a number for you, buddy.
Should we call Yelp people?
Sure. Pretty much anything goes as far as who we're calling tonight. So.
As long as they don't pee on their pillows.
Or cause property damage by flooding rooms.
You're goddamn property damage.
You're fucking property damage, you bitch.
No, you're property damage. The one I just posted. Right.
Let's see. Great, sorry. On Twitter.
I hope you go to jail for prank calls, Spray.
You're going to go to jail. You're the one hosting. You're going to be the next Dex.
Right. All right, Ice Goose, this is your number.
Spray, you should tell that chick you have a big penis.
I should, yeah. I don't know. She's not talking to me anymore.
Green in Brooklyn, how may I help you?
Hi, room 114, please. Say how big your penis is. And then ask her to come over to me.
Here, let's call Caitlin Tang.
Oh,
you have been transferred to the operator.
Nice. Oh, shit. Okay, let me talk.
Okay. Super Inn in Brooklyn, how may I help you?
Yeah, 115, please.
115?
115. Yeah, this one should let us dial from room to room when they don't answer, but I think we're going to have to be quick as hell.
You are being transferred. You are being transferred. You are being transferred. You are being transferred to a guest.
Okay, that should be 116. And my bad, I kept hitting 115.
That extension is not valid. Please try. You are being transferred to a guest.
Yeah,
117.
Please continue to hold. A representative will be with you in just a moment.
That extension is not valid. Please try again. You are being transferred to a guest.
Oh, this might be run. Oh, here we go. 210.
I'm sorry, the person you're trying to reach, you are being transferred to a guest.
Tell them to flush their pillows on the toilet.
Great idea.
Hello?
Yes, is this the gentleman staying in room 213?
Yeah?
Yeah, this is Ron. Me and my family, we're staying over in 215.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you guys would mind shutting the fuck up.
Yeah, we can definitely be quiet, man.
Because, you know, you're being really fucking loud. And I don't want to listen to your gay ass be so loud.
All right.
Yeah, now hang up the phone, tough guy.
Modern code.
What?
Yeah, hang up the phone, bitch. You better hang up the phone.
You better hang it up, buddy, or else you're going to have to deal with a crowd of biker buddies, bro.
Hang it up. Hang it up.
We got our bikes out here, you son of a bitch.
Hey, hang up the damn phone.
Hey, we got our motorcycles out here, buddy. We got our leather coats on, and we're going to beat some ass.
Hey, hang up the phone.
Hey, we're ready to get the meat. We're ready to get some meat on, buddy.
Whoa, motherfucker. Whoa.
Whoa, whoa. That's what I say when I ride my motorcycle and do wheelie. Whoa.
They're going to go and call the front desk.
Yeah, we should probably call the police back.
Hello?
Well, no, I want to wait for them to get off and call.
You motherfuckers, pick up the phone.
Blah, 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 blah. These guys are like calling us and being Bill Gay. Tell us to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, do you hear him? We're going to call downstairs.
One time I actually called the place when I was at a hotel, and I called a guy that was at the hotel. At the Motel 6.
I want to hear them.
Alright.
I can technically something something. Hello!
If I turn that goddamn TV down, we can hear him a lot better.
It's true. I don't think they're overly concerned with all that, though.
Yeah.
What the hell was that? Turn that off.
it's my radio.
It sucks, God.
You suck.
It's true.
It says numbers if you want it to.
Dude, turn that off, please.
They're not even saying anything.
I know, I just don't want it on. It's annoying. I hate the sound of scanners.
Your scanner.
That'd be fucking awesome. That'd be fucking sweet. You know it would be.
It would be pretty cool. You're right. You have a point.
I know. Hello! No one's being transferred. I think they're actually just going to send, like, reconnaissance over there. And then one of them's going to go on a scouting mission down to the downstairs office. Wait.
Oh,
what the fuck? Is that from Ice Goose or from The Room?
Yeah, it doesn't really feel like you're sitting also, but yeah, you'll feel it as you're like blowing out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, hang up. These guys are frat boys sucking each other off.
Yeah, really.
Hello!
Let's just talk to Enigma. Yo, what up, Enigma?
What it do, nigga?
Yo, nigga, all what's right. up? Motherfucking sock game, nigga.
Sorry, that didn't really go anywhere.
No, you know, Enigma, he be on that sock game shit.
Dice game, Sam?
Yeah, dice game, nigga.
You should call that place back.
I have a different wait, no, we already called that one. Okay, we'll call that one back. Yeah, true. I feel ya.
Shouts out to Carlito. You better, homie.
Carlito.
Superior in Brooklyn, how may I help you?
Hi, 115, please.
113?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
What happened?
Yeah, it's 113, sorry.
113?
We're we're a little bit drunk.
Yeah, 113.
Whatever.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Dumbass.
Dumb bitch.
As long as we get to an empty room, we can call anybody.
Yeah. So who's taking this room?
I want this room.
Goose?
It's Ice Goose. I'll get him somewhere.
Alright. Okay.
I'm next. I'm in the next room.
You can go, Spray. It's up to you guys.
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to...
No, you are being Goose transferred to...
You are being transferred to... You are being transferred to... I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time. You are being transferred to a guest.
This is going to be those guys again.
I'm sorry. The person you are calling is currently on the phone. I'm sorry. The person you are calling is currently on the phone. You are being transferred to 217.
Fuck. Shit.
Yeah, just wait.
It's not a room.
That extension is not valid. Yeah. You are being transferred to a guest.
This is 214.
That's only go up to 215. Try 3 times.
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time. Begin speaking after the tone, then hang up when you are finished,
fuck.
Or press any key for further options.
That's fucking
you are being
gay,
transferred
man.
To 1-5. You are being transferred to 215.
Dude, there's not even a room 215 in the hotel.
That extension is not valid. Please try again. You are being transferred to 215.
Yeah, 215 is not a room in the hotel, and that's the room that we told him.
With you in just a moment.
That's pretty good.
You are being transferred to a guest.
This is 211.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the front desk.
Okay.
There's been a problem with your room tonight, sir. The maintenance man is informing me about some pipes that are leaking.
Pipes are leaking?
Yes, pipes are leaking. Sir, I need you to go to the bathroom right now. I need you to open the toilet up and flush the toilet once.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I need you to stay on the line with me while you're doing this.
Okay, yeah, sure. Just give me a second.
Okay. Yep. Minor throat.
Okay, sir. Is it refilling normally?
Hi there.
Hi, is the water refilling normal?
Just give me a second, let me double check. I just flushed the toilet. Today in the morning,
okay.
It wasn't working, so I told the front desk before I left for work. Mm-hmm. I've just checked right now, and I think it is. Just give me a second.
Okay.
Hello there.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Yeah, it's filling as normal.
Okay, good. Unfortunately, because of the pipe problem, we are going to need you to do a couple of steps.
Okay.
We're just having a bit of an issue.
Sorry?
Yeah, I need you to put a towel, just a hand towel, into the toilet bowl.
I wouldn't know how to do that. I don't know how to open it up. Can't someone come up and do that?
No. Open the top like you were going to use the bathroom.
The tap?
A towel, yes. The thing that you dry your hands off with?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Where do you want me to put that?
In the toilet.
In the toilet?
Yes, sir. That is correct. In the toilet.
Okay.
Okay.
Wouldn't that block the toilet?
No. You're not going to flush it.
Okay.
Do not flush it. We're just going to see how much water it absorbs, sir. Okay. Just go ahead, throw a hand towel in there. Let's see how much water it absorbs.
Okay. All right.
Are you there?
Oh, wait, doesn't it close it? Does it close at 8?
What?
Boss or something?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, I need you to throw all the towels in there, sir.
All of the towels?
Yeah, all of the towels. We're going to send more towels up there, sir.
Is this a joke?
No, this is not a joke, sir.
Okay.
Okay. My name is John Holland. I'm from the front desk. You're not going to flush the towels. Do not flush. Do not, under any circumstances, do not flush. Okay? And one pillow. Add a pillow in there, too. Just to make sure all the water is absorbed. And then throw the towels in the bathtub.
Okay, I'm not going to put my hand in the toilet. Do you want to... Okay, I'm not going to do this. Do you want to come up and do it yourself?
No, Boncho, just put everything in the toilet, and then I'll come out and pull it out.
Okay, I'm not going to throw everything in the toilet. Do you want to... it's not my responsibility.
And okay, but I think just put someone... Sir, it's critical. You put all the towels in the toilet, and then I will come up in a second. Yeah, I put it... Put all the towels in the toilet. I'll come up in a second and I'll pull all the towels out, okay?
Okay, is this. Sorry, Bill. That's a bit. All the towels?
Yeah, all of the towels, sir. I need you to throw all the towels in there.
Okay, if you don't mind, so I'm not trying to be awkward or anything, right? But please don't take this the wrong way. But
I know you're not, sir, but I need to make sure that all of the water is absorbed out of the pipes, okay? If you're not gonna do this, then I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. It's gonna take 2 seconds to throw all your towels and possibly one pillow into the toilet, okay?
Hang on. Why can't someone come up and do this?
Because I'm going to be on my way in a second. I just need you to do this while I'm on my way, okay? Just so by the time I get there, it's all gone.
If you're going to come up, why don't you do this? I'm not comfortable.
Sir,
chucking the towel. I'm not trying to be awkward or rude or anything.
Stop being a pussy, okay? Stop being a pussy. Just put all the towels in there. Okay? Put all the towels in there.
Hang on, you're going to come up anyway, so why don't you do this?
Well, I'm going to be up in about 15 minutes, sir. I have other things to do in the meantime. But I need you to do this now, so by 15 minutes, it'll all be soaked up, okay? You're wasting my time, do I?
Okay, because this is because you don't normally get this from other hotels, to be honest with you, putting towels in the toilet.
I know you don't. I mean, this is not normal, and we will give you a compensation. We're going to give you all new towels. They've been washed. None of them been in the toilet.
Because you're getting me to do this, right? What if, you know, someone comes up later on and says, why did you throw the towels in the toilet?
Nobody's going to do that, sir. This isn't funny. This is not a joke.
Okay, it seems like it, to be honest with you. I'm not sure what to do.
Well, I need you to throw all the towels in the toilet, sir.
I'm not trying to be awkward. Don't get this the wrong way, yeah? To me, it seems like
mate.
Because you're
being a cunt, okay? You're being a wanker. Just throw them all in there.
But what? Hang on. Other hotels will get someone up to do all this kind of stuff?
Sir, we have somebody coming around. It's just they're going to be around in 15 minutes. They're having to go to every single room and do this to them.
Okay, hang on. So you've called up every single person in the hotel.
Hey, and got them you're the last one on the list. Yes, you have to do this, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Just throw them all in there. Do not flush the toilet under any circumstances. Okay?
Okay, I'll come down and see you, yeah?
No. Just throw them in there. You can come down and see me after you throw them in there. Or we will kick you out, okay?
Okay, you can kick me out.
All right, then pack up your stuff. Come on down. Bring your keys then, okay?
So why can't you just talk stuff in the toilet?
Sorry, what?
Why can't you just throw the towels in the toilet?
Because this is an emergency, sir.
I don't understand why I have to do this.
Sir, because this is an emergency. Alright, I need you to pack up all your stuff, bring your keys down.
How is it an emergency?
Because our pipes are leaking, sir. And if you don't do this, we'll have more water damage.
Okay.
Can you do that for me, sir? Can you do it right now?
Okay, all right.
Please do it right now, sir.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Sir, are you there? Sloth.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Let him know so I can go get pasta, okay?
Let him know what? Let him know what?
Let him know to stick the towels in his ass.
Why?
I want food. Okay. Yeah. Take over for me, okay?
Yeah, just take over.
Hey, okay, Hong Kong Fooey.
Oh, shut up. Shut up, Spray.
And he's done.
Hong Kong Fooey had to leave.
He said, fuck that. Yeah, he took his cell phone and called the hotel.
Oh, what happened?
He called the hotel. He went and took his cell phone.
Aww. So he didn't do it?
What's up?
So he didn't put it in the toilet?
Probably not. No, I think he went directly to grab his cell phone.
He's like, oh, they called me.
Oh, these motherfuckers, they call me, and they say you take you take a bathroom towel, you put it in the toilet.
It's pretty funny, though.
These motherfuckers.
All right, so Spray, you now get the next call.
All right, great.
Something in particular you would like to call?
I would like to talk to a hotel guest, and I promise you I won't do anything destructive.
You're not going
to
cause property damage?
No, I won't.
Better not.
Fuck, boy.
They can take shits.
See, what's funny is I'm actually more liable to cause property damage at a hotel that I'm staying at than I am to cause property damage in a prank call. Which is weird.
Yeah, exactly.
But weird stuff.
I
won't
do both.
I
know.
I won't do both. That's stupid.
Scat.
Your mom would do both. Hey.
Did he leave?
Yeah.
Who?
Ice Goose.
Why do you leave?
What the fuck? It was probably an accident.
Yeah.
Okay, but here, I'll get you a hotel guest.
Fuck boy.
Ice Goose. Ice
Goose. Fuck nigga.
Thank you for calling the Red Roof Inn, Santa Ana. Please hold. Good evening, this is Erica speaking.
114.
One moment, please.
It's all you, Spray. All
right. I'm going to steal a page from somebody.
Nothing new under the sun.
Oh, they hung up.
Oh, yeah. That they did. Well, then. We'll try a different one. Apparently that one doesn't want our business. It's unfortunate for them.
Oh, he like legit got mad over that.
What up?
I think he legit got mad over that, which you just said.
No, I don't think he did. Why?
He's not jumping back in.
I didn't even hear what you said.
I said your mom would do it or something.
Oh, I don't think so.
Thank you for calling the Red Roof Inn San Dimas.
He's either getting food, like you said, or dicking around and trying to make us think he's
that mad. Entry was not valid.
Yeah,
please enter the guest room number
IRC,
now.
So
or to speak with a guest service representative, press the... Please hold.
Okay, this might be 213 or the front desk.
Thank you for calling Red Roof. My name is Virginia. How may I help you?
213, please.
The name of the guest you're looking for?
I'm not sure what the name is. It's kind of embarrassing why I'm calling them.
I can't transfer you to a room without knowing the room number.
Listen, it's a prostitute.
I don't even have anybody in 213.
There's no possible way you don't. She's in there.
Her Pardon name, me?
She goes by Misty. Do you have Misty in there?
No.
Well, can you go just... Well, would you at least knock on the door?
There's no one checked into the room.
Yeah, maybe she has like a thing going, you know, with one of the bellboys. Also, side note, when calling hotels... The story about the hooker has never worked. Fuck. Yeah, 100% fail rate on that for me.
The hooker.
Yeah. We've had the emergency thing work before, where you're like, I don't know, you know, it's like a family emergency, this is all the info I have. Sometimes you get somebody who's sympathetic enough to be like, oh, fuck it, I'll do something stupid for a moment and have a lapse in judgment, why not?
Yeah.
Fuck. Fuck. Hmm. Oh, wait. I forgot the plus sign. It's getting late. And Ice Goose is gone now.
It's not even that late. It's like 10 o'clock.
It's 11 o'clock here.
Yeah, I got the day off tomorrow, so I'm partying.
Thank you for calling the Ontario Red Roof Inn.
Ontario.
If you're calling for a guest and know the room number, press 1 now. Thank you for calling the Ontario Red Roof Inn. Please enter the guest room number now, or to speak.
Before we can transfer you, please enter the first 3 letters of the guest's last name.
Wow, motherfucker.
For the letter Q, press key 7, and for the letter Z, press key. The letters you entered were not correct. The letters you entered were not correct.
That was too much. I shouldn't have done that. Hey, yo. Quit it. It's bad enough that I did it. Yeah, I hear ringing as well. What in the fuck?
Thank you for calling the Red Roof Inn.
Hey, could you transfer to room 116?
You want me to transfer you to 116?
116, sweetie.
Honey, what's the last name of the guest?
I don't know what the last name is. How about you just go ahead and transfer me anyway there,
I
sweetie pie?
I cannot do that for security purposes.
Well,
need
what the hell is security purposes? That's dumb as hell.
It is security purposes.
Hey, listen, you. Put a man on the phone.
May I have at least the first name, sir?
I don't know, like Roger? Put a man on the phone.
I'm sorry, I cannot do that.
Listen, you don't even know how to use the phone. You don't even know how to do it. Okay. We can actually do Super 8, too. I forgot.
Yeah, do a Super 8. Let me get the room this time.
My bad.
I usually just ignore when they ask for the name and just keep saying the room number, and sometimes that works.
Sometimes, yes, but still pretty low hit rate.
It works better than the...
Than the prostitute?
Yeah.
It does. It really does.
I've gotten a pretty good success rate, actually, with the just being like, yep, room 1, whatever. And
I've
like,
heard
just,
you get it one time.
It's happened a few times.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, go ahead and isolate those segments, upload them. We'll see.
I will. I'll do that.
Thanks for calling Super 8. It's Cindy.
Hi, room 120, please.
Thank you.
What did I say? You know, just had to talk to me about it.
What? Oh, look at that.
I probably just ruined it somehow.
Yeah. Oh.
No. You see? They listen to me. I just have a commanding voice, you know?
Thank you for calling Super 8. It's Cindy.
Yeah, could I be transferred to room 117?
Thank you.
Oh, looks like you got it too.
Thank you for calling Super 8. It's Cindy.
118.
We'll be trying everybody, huh?
What's that?
Hang on.
Excuse me? Well, yeah.
We are trying everybody, yeah. We want someone to pick up.
That's an astute observation, as Turbo would say.
Okay, no luck, huh?
Well, okay, well, where is somebody? Can you just transfer us to a room with somebody in it?
Anybody?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Come on, listen, it's not going to be bad, it's going to be funny.
I actually think they're in room 124.
It's going to be funny. Hey, listen.
What's the name that you're trying to get a hold of?
It's not a particular name, but it's going to be funny, like, if you transfer us.
I can't do a prank
call. It's not
going
to be bad. No, it's not a prank call. Listen, just transfer us.
I'm not going to do that.
Look, are you thirsty? Do you want, like, a snack or something? Because we could probably get them to bring it down for you.
No, I like my job.
Look, you're not going to lose your job. How would you lose your job?
Because I'm bringing somebody that you don't have any no knowledge of who they are in the first place.
So what?
Room after room after room.
How is that going to come back to you? Just be like, oh, they asked for that room and I transferred them. I said, whatever, you know. I don't have the authority to make these decisions.
Well, I have this authority. I'm not going to ring the room. So,
well, look, hey, look. What if I said I was from corporate? No, nothing. that one sucked. I'm sorry, Spray, but I'm actually having fun ruining them now.
No, that's fine. Yeah, it's okay. Let's try the next one, and let's try and get a room.
Yeah, I'm going to keep letting you try, but...
Yeah.
And we are probably getting off after your successful call.
All right, that's fine.
At least
no
on...
No problem. Spray. Yeah, yeah. No problems.
Thank you for calling Super 8 Anaheim Disneyland Drive. We are located at 915 South Disneyland Drive at the crossroad of Ball Road and Disneyland Drive, just minutes away from Disney's Mickey and Friends Park construction. To reach a guest room, please dial the room directly or press 0 and one of our front desk members will be right with you. Please hold.
114.
Okay.
Your call is being answered by our hotel voicemail system. The person you called, the message was too short. Press 1 to re-record. Press 1 to re-record your message, or 0 to go to the operator. Press 1 to re-record your message, or 0 to go to the operator. To reach the hotel operator, press 0 or hang up now.
No dice. Move on to the next one. We have no luck now that Ice Goose left, man. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, what the hell? Stupid Ice Goose.
Show is nothing now that Ice Goose is gone.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ice Goose. Asshole.
I'm shit, and you guys are shit.
Thank you for calling, Super 8.
Yeah, hi. 114. Sorry, Spray.
I'm sorry, room 114?
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Oh, it's fine. No problem. No problems. Yeah, Goose got all the room numbers. What the hell? Shit.
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time. Begin.
Come on.
You are being transferred to the operator. Monterey.
Motherfucker.
What? Here, you asked for a room this time. I think we can dial to other rooms if we get a voicemail there. You hear me, Spray?
Yeah, I hear you.
Spray.
Hey, room 120, please.
She hung up.
Dumb cunt.
This is really some bad luck now. Here's another. Yeah, really. We're gonna get you a call, man. If I can format that number correctly. It's gonna be key here. It's very important. Ooh. All right. It's all you.
Thank you for calling Spirit Army Alpha.
Hi, room 116, please.
116?
Yes, please.
I think you got the wrong number. We don't have 116.
Oh, 120, I'm sorry.
No, we don't have 120 either.
114.
No. What hotel are you calling to?
Oh, 124. Son of a bitch.
Motherfucker.
How the hell they didn't have any of those rooms?
Maybe they just don't have rooms.
Yeah.
It's a front. They're slinging dope. They're up to no good.
Thank you for calling Super 8. How can I help you?
Hi, room 120, please.
120?
Yes, please.
Can I have a guest name?
Oh, yeah, 120.
Guest name?
Yeah, the room is 120.
I say
thank
I
you.
Need guest
thank
name.
You. Room 120.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that worked. Maybe it's going to rain. We'll give it a second. Oh, she hung up on you. Oh.
Stupid bitch.
I told you, man, that technique sucks.
It works sometimes.
You got to hit him up with the hooker technique.
The hooker technique never works.
I'm telling you, it's a sleeper, man. Like, eventually, it's just going to hit a streak, and it's never going to end. It's going to... Gonna be a revolution in calling hotels.
Damn it, stupid hotels. We're never gonna get a room, are we?
We will eventually.
The calling Super 8 of Long Beach. This is Carlos. Can I help you?
Hi, room 114, please.
What's the last name? Hello?
Oh, hi, room 114.
Yeah, what's the name of the person?
11114.
No, what's the name
thank
of
you.
The person?
Oh, hello? Yeah, room 114. Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
114. Stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah, man, it's really effective.
It only all works right. On the females.
That last one, you know, the one before that was female, wasn't she?
She was, you're right.
And that didn't work.
That's because she was Indian. It only works on non-Indian females.
I don't think that's true. You think you're making things up, sir?
We're sorry.
What the fuck?
Your call can...
call cannot be completed because you are going to jail.
Hey, I'd really appreciate it if you didn't swear on the stream.
What?
Yeah.
I found Jesus and I'm a Christian now.
Stop it.
That sucks.
Stop swearing.
Yeah.
I'm eating chocolate.
You're a chocolate.
Yeah, oh, hey, 114, this chocolate's really loud.
114? Okay, this is the Red Roof Inn front desk.
Yeah, transfer me to 114, please.
Okay, that 114?
Yeah.
What's the name on the room?
Yeah, 114.
Okay, there's nobody in that room?
Yeah, there is. 114. Check
that
out.
Do you know the name of the guest?
Yeah, it's 114. 114. Hey, ma'am, listen. This chocolate's really good. Do you think if I came down there, I could give you some of it, and then you let me see how many fingers I can fit inside of your asshole?
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
And that was all the Red Roof Inns in Nevada, so. Two.
Try a Motel 8 in California. Or I'll look for one there. Motel 8, Cali. I'm going to use Bing, because Bing's a lot better than Google now.
Well, it's just returning results for Super 8.
Yeah, that's what I want, Super 8.
Sorry. Yeah, but we already called all those in California.
In California? Oh.
Yeah, I've been calling that all night.
Well, let's try
Arizona.
Yeah, Super 8 in Arizona. I wonder if you called one of Turbo's Super 8s while calling the Nevada ones.
What up?
Turbo works at like a Super 8 in Nevada.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, I had to have called his because the one doesn't work and the one was the one to talk to, so. So there's actually one functioning Super 8. Or whatever the hell
it
was called.
If we heard Turbo pick it up. What would he do?
I don't know. It's a good question. Hey, get a number, though. Shut up.
I'm looking.
Hey. Look. Spray.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, he said he's in Arizona.
Ah.
I'm using Bing right now, motherfuckers.
Bing sucks.
Sometimes I'm using Yahoo. I don't use any of them anymore. Yahoo's where it's at.
Yeah.
Yahoo?
Yeah.
Shit.
Or what was the one? Web crawler? Does anybody remember Web crawler back in the
day? I use Asta Vista.
Nice.
I use ask.com.
I use askjeeves.com.
Yeah. That's what it used to be, remember? You used to be able to ask, are you gay? And he said he wouldn't discuss such matters.
He's the like, internet how was lacking in content back then.
He doesn't want to talk about it. Ask Jeeves, are you a gay? He said, no, I don't want to talk about such things.
Bringing up his past history.
Yeah.
Docs, Jeeves.
Or like, remember when kids went on like www.sex.com?
Yes.
Whitehouse.com. Yeah. Used to be a porno site.
Oh, like shit. Spray delivers.
One time I got almost got in trouble at school because remember like back in the day you could like change the Windows 95 like the splash screen.
That was an invalid phone number.
Let me try another one. Like, remember when you could change the splash screen for Windows 95? Like, if you change the DLL in MS Paint?
I don't think I ever did that.
Oh.
Yes, get on with the story, you bastard.
I don't know. There wasn't really much of a story. It was
you
more...
You almost got in trouble at school.
Well, anyway, like... Oh,
did you get detention?
No, I didn't, because some other kid, like, almost got in trouble because I, like, changed it. And I wrote, like, something, like, stupid on it, like, fuck you or something. So, like, you know how when you start up Windows 95, it, like, has, like, the little, like, thing, and then it has, like, the little rainbow thing on the bottom?
Yep.
And it, like,
I like your description, Steve.
Yep.
Like
a little
like
thing the, with the little rainbow.
Yeah, like the gradient, and then it had the clouds, and then like the little window logo.
It did. Yeah. It did have that.
It had like the gradient. Well, I guess if you like imported that, you could import into MS Paint and just like make your own.
Yes.
And I made my own at school, and I made it say like "fuck you" or something. And then, like, some other kid, like, took the heat for it because he used the computer, like, right after I did.
Word.
And he got in big number. He got in big trouble.
Oh, wait, there we go. Oh, shit.
Yeah, one I time got in numbers. The first grade, I farted next to a fat kid and flamed it on him.
Or, like... You guys ever do that shit? Where like,
thank you for calling. Super 8, can I help you?
Hi, can I have room 115, please?
One moment.
Or, like, there's, like, shit where you could, like, message people in the school. Or use, like, NetBIOS or whatever. NetBIOS or whatever.
NetSend.
Yeah, NetSend. Yeah. And like some, I remember some kid got in trouble for like sending like "fuck you" to like a first grader.
Good.
Yeah. But I used to do shit to the computers and then pretend like it, like I was surprised that it happened.
Like you'd ejaculate on the keyboard.
Hello.
Hi, room 120, yeah. Please.
115, they're not answering.
No, 116.
116? Just yeah.
Second. Yeah, like I ejaculated on the keyboard. No, I just like put like weird shit on it. And then like called the teacher. I'm like, oh, it's all fucked up.
Good times.
Like one time I like hacked the... In high school, I like got into like the switch, like, the school switches.
School security is like the worst. You saw ours was.
And then there's a teacher that came up behind me. And he's like, "Can I talk to you for a minute?"
Hello.
119.
He like came up behind me and he's like, "What are you doing?" It's like, "I saw you on that MP3 program." And like I was like so relieved. I was like, "Oh yeah, I was listening to MP3s."
Did you copy the garbage file?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh shit.
No, it was cool. You could like I like signed into like the switch and the password was security.
Nice.
It's like the default password, and like you could, it was cool. It was like it had like this GUI like type of interface that looked like a back of a router.
Thank you for calling. Super 8, may I help you?
Hey, yeah, this is getting really tedious. Can you just transfer us to a room that has people in it?
What do you mean?
Well, just where's giving a room with people in it?
Whatever the room number you ask, that's what I transfer.
Yeah, 124.
Yeah, we'll go with that this time. Thank you.
Who are you looking for?
Well, no, this is an American custom. Just go ahead and do it.
I'm sorry?
It's an American custom, so just go ahead and transfer. Well, no, I mean, do you want to be a part of our country and our customs or what?
Do you want to speak to the customer?
Ma'am, look, do you love America? Ma'am. Guess not.
Ma'am, do you want to be deported? But it was a pretty cool thing. It was like a GUI of like the, like a back of like a router or something, or like a switch, and then you could like click on like one of like the nodes and like unplug it like virtually.
For my my senior computer class, we played Call of Duty online for the exam.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Supreme Defender. May I speak? How may I take your call?
Room 114, please.
Hello?
114, please.
What is the name of the guest?
114.
Yeah, yeah.
114. What a banchard.
Very effective once again. Hold up, let me try something real quick with him.
Alright. Here, I'll get more numbers.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on, man.
Eventually we'll get Turbo's number.
Come on. Shush, little spray. Suck your dick, dude. Suck your dick, man.
Suck your dick.
Damn it, pick up the phone.
Scat.
All right, call him back.
Dick.
I saw you dick, dog.
Whenever I hear, whenever you guys say that, I always think of that. Menace to society.
Yeah, family. Same here. I got some motherfucking burgers, man. I got some cheeseburgers, man. I'll suck your dick. Ah, oh, stupid Super 8. How can we not get one room?
He's done. He's like, no. That sucks.
He's a stupid bonchode.
I know. I wanted to tell him a room and then spell bonchode for him.
Yeah, that's good. I did that to a hotel guy before, and like he like started talking. I had like a 10-minute conversation with him about bonchode and what it means.
Nice.
And he's legit like friends with me. He's like, oh yes, bonchode.
Thank you for calling Super 8 Downtown Phoenix. It's Maria. How can I help you?
Hi, room 116, please.
I don't have anybody in that room.
Oh, I'm sorry. Room 120?
I don't have anybody in that room.
Oh, 112. Sorry. I'm dumb.
The name?
Yeah, it's 112.
Yeah, but do you know the name of the person?
Oh, yeah. I know the name. Yeah, I know. 112.
Yeah, I can't transfer you until you tell me the name.
Oh, I know who it is. Yeah.
What's his name?
Hello?
Hey, ma'am, look, yeah, we're going to try the same thing in another hotel. Ha, ha.
Ha, ha.
You can't do anything about it. You're stupid.
Thank you for calling the Travelers Inn of Bullhead City. Press 1 if you already know the room or extension number of the party. Please enter the room or extension. Please hold for our guest.
114.
Yes. I think I should try lower room numbers, like 112 and stuff like that.
Yes, that's logical.
Yeah. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
There is no answer at that extension, or the line is busy.
Damn it.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Piss.
I just want to tell them that Carrot Top wants their room, and they have to move out.
I like those. Those are good.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Thank you for calling with Travelers. Please enter the room or extension for your... Please hold for our guest.
113.
There is no answer at that extension, or the line is busy. Please leave a message for our guest. Please begin speaking at the tone. When finished, you may simply hang up or press any key for more options. To replay, press 1. To re-record, press 2. To send your message, press 3. Or press 0 for the operator, and your message will be sent.
Hey, you can't go from the voicemail to the rooms. That sucks.
It's gay. I'm just going to inject myself now.
Yeah. You really shouldn't be playing with your needles all like that. That's kind of weird.
They're sterile when they come out of the thing.
Yeah, but it just seems wasteful and weird.
It is kind of weird. I'm still going to use them for practice at school.
Putting them in other people.
No. I'll just use them on the man. No one will know.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to the people in room 114, please. It's an emergency. Transfer me post-haste, sir.
114?
Yes, please, sir.
There is nobody in 114, sir.
Maybe I meant 214? Possibly?
There is nobody in 214 as well.
Christ. 115, then.
Do you know the name of the people?
No, but I really need to speak with them. All I know is that they're in, it's like room 1-teen, you know? And so 115. My good
okay,
man.
Give me a second to meet you. They're in their room.
Thank you.
Give me a second.
Ooh. All right,
got the needle. Get the needle
in arm. You should put it in your dick. Spray, did you put the needle in your dick yet?
No, not yet.
Do it. Spray, you gotta do it live on the air. For Madhouse. Ugh. Shit. Wait, that's the same one.
Damn it. If I do it on the air, I'm going to have to turn my cam on and do it. Is this room 114?
They're like debating on whether or not to transfer me.
No, this is not room 114.
What's that, sir?
It's 115.
Oh, yeah, what's going on, buddy? Yeah, this is Ron. I'm actually at the front desk.
I got the phone call.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you've already been alerted to us, haven't you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're well aware.
Well, you're gonna have to pack up all your shit.
Yeah. Hey, listen, buddy.
Carrot Top needs your room.
Dude, he already told them. That's why they were debating over whether or not to hang up.
Yeah.
Hey, room 114, if you're on the line, whoever you are. Guess not. This sucks. We might end up giving up without getting you your call.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Slowly I get to the point where I really just don't care throughout a night. You know,
sell down.
Hey, it's almost midnight.
Hey, don't get a big dick.
Calm down. Don't get a big dick. You talk, Spray. Completely. Right. The whole time.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Supreme Phone Test. This is me. How can I help you? Hello?
Oh, hi. Can I have room 112, please?
112? Can I get the guest's name?
Yeah, it's 112.
Can I get the guest's name?
112, it's an emergency.
Yeah, but I need to know the guest's name.
112, it's an emergency with the family issues.
Well, I can't transfer you.
Please, so. Please.
I can't, sorry.
Please, it's an emergency.
I understand, but...
I need them. Grandma got an abortion.
What?
Grandma got an abortion. Can you call them and tell them?
Grandma got an abortion?
Yeah, Grandma got an abortion. If they can't transfer me, can you at least call them and give them the message?
Hold on 1 second. Let me transfer. Let me call real quick.
Okay.
But you don't know the guest's name?
It's an emergency.
I know, but...
Grandma got an abortion.
Sir, I mean, just tell
please,
me the name of the
guest. Please, just tell them, please. I don't have time right now. I'm sorry.
Well, sir, if you
I
can't
just
give me
need
the
you
name,
to. I need to talk to them. It's important.
Well, I can't transfer unless you give me the
it's
name.
It's my aunt, Cherry. Please.
Cherry?
Yes,
that's not her
please.
Name.
Please, Grandma got an abortion.
Well,
it's
can
important.
I get your name, Ellie?
Yeah, my name is Ron.
Ron what?
Ron Harrison.
Ron Harrison?
Yeah.
Sorry, nobody's in that room.
What?
Yep, I just called. Nobody's in that room.
Try it again.
Sir, you haven't provided me with a name, and I already just
you didn't
called.
Even you didn't even call the room, did you?
I did.
Yeah, well, why are you just pretending like you're some type of a hotshot and not calling the room, then?
Okay, I'm sorry, I gotta hang up. Thank you.
Asshole.
You know what? I think that might have counted as your call.
Yeah, all right, yeah. That's,
I think
that
was funny enough to qualify.
That would have been funny if you called and told him.
Yes, Grandma got abortion.
How is that even possible?
What do you mean?
Like a grandma probably wouldn't be fertile.
Well,
you know?
No, it's not likely, but...
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. That'll be the last thing for the night. Oldest woman to give birth. New York Times. A 70-year-old woman gives birth.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's nasty.
Yep.
Can you imagine having to look at that fucking vagina while that baby's coming
Dude.
Out?
No.
Grandma got an abortion.
Grandma got abortion. Yeah, and Wikipedia actually has an entire article, pregnancy over age 50. That's pretty amazing. Oh man, and they have a little itemized table here. Yeah, 73 years is the record. And it was in 1865. The mother was unidentified. The father was her husband. That's dumb. Yeah, it's just like a reported case. Steve Pace, blah, blah. Yeah, so like 70s, man. 70s.
It's hot.
Yeah, I know, right? It's pretty fucked up.
For yeah. Show.
Fucking hips just blow out during birth. Sprays out.
Thanks for the visuals.
Yeah, you're welcome. They'd probably have to do, like, a C-section for real. I mean, I'm saying...
You're, like, all legit into it.
Well, I mean, how... Like, dude, the logistics of it. Like, people in the chat, you know, before we sign off, do you want to weigh in on that? Like, what's your opinion? Elderly people, should they be allowed to have sex? should we have legislation to prevent these things? When, how old is too old to have kids, you know?
I don't know. I mean, they could... I mean, oh, yeah, I see what you're saying there, like having kids. But you... I mean, that's just fucked up that they can't even have kids because most people go into menopause when they're like 50 anyway.
It's true. That is true.
So, it's very true. I don't think the issue is having sex with elderly people. I think it's more of them just having births.
Well, I don't want them to have sex either, though.
No, I do.
We don't want old people to have sex.
No, it's gross.
I mean, I don't care. I'll have sex with an old bitch.
Why? Why would you do that?
Why not? I mean, their vaginas still work, right? It's still warm.
I mean, partially. The vagina actually, like, kind of starts to fall out, you know? Yeah.
You'll deal
with that as an RN.
Yeah, well, you know.
You'll get to scrub the fallen out vagina with a sponge in the bathtub.
I've seen a lot of old vaginas working as a nurse's assistant.
Yeah, are they all blown out and busted up?
Fallen out.
They're all right.
Yeah.
I didn't notice any that were too bad.
Kind of like smashed up cauliflower, kind
of. Yeah, that's what I saw pictures of.
I didn't really examine them too much, though. That's the thing.
That was actually my question. Did you put a finger inside of them, or
no? I just kind of like went in and out, you know. I mean, a finger may have slipped in when I was doing like a wipe or something on accident, but
wow,
that's purely
it's loose
just
like that, you know.
Yeah,
you know, when I was taking a wipe, it may have just slipped in.
Whoop.
Like, but, I mean, it doesn't matter. They're, like, kind of, like, catatonic anyway.
See, but the thing is, like, I would think that even though it's really loose and they're basically numb down there, that there would be no lubrication, so it would still be very difficult to just slip a finger in there.
Oh, you just use, like, a baby wipe, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because I just can't imagine. Like, I picture dust. You know, like desert scenery. The Middle East.
Dust particles flying.
Yeah. Dubai.
The surface of Mars. You know?
Uranus.
No.
Now, one time a nurse told me to stick a suppository up some lady's butt. And I had to stick my finger in her butt and, like, poke it in there.
Did you have fun doing it?
It was kind of cool. I don't know. I was like, oh, I've never administered a suppository before. She's like, well, now's your chance. And then, like, she was like the type of person that was just like bed bound anyway. Couldn't really move around anyway. So just took the suppository and just shoved it in there.
I couldn't do it.
Pretty much went in like finger deep in there, you know, like past the knuckle.
Yeah. It's hot.
Yeah, and you just, like, shove it in there.
Fall in.
Yeah, I've seen a few people die, too, while I was working there. That was cool.
It's not cool. That's fucked up. What the fuck? Why would you see that? Did they, like, bring you in, like, hey, this is part of your training. You have to come watch these people die.
No, that was just part of the biz. Like, they just died.
What? Like, during this... what? Why are you there?
Because it was like a nursing home.
So you just had to sit there and watch them die?
Oh, no. Like, it was like they were, like, dying, and then, like, the next, like, hour you go in, and they're, like, dead.
Yeah, well, that's not watching them die, you know, that final moment where they're, like,
ugh. Yeah, I didn't see, like, the final
moment.
Stand
over them. Like,
I'm the last thing you look at.
That's like your shift isn't over until they die. So, like, you really, really want them to just die already. You don't even care about the overtime after a point.
No, I mean, but after they died, I had to, like, prep them. And then, like, one lady I had to, like, prep, and, like, I, like, pushed her over to, like, change, like, a sheet or something. And then when I, like, pushed her over, it was, like, a picture, like, in her, like, and, like, just, like, all this, like, blood and vomit just, like, poured out of her mouth, like, all over the bed.
Dude. Seriously, that's fucked up. How can you do that as a job?
was like, God damn it. I was so pissed off because I had to change the whole bed sheets after that because I had to change the whole bedspread with the dead body in it.
Dude, that's fucked up.
It was awesome.
Yeah, dude, I couldn't have a job like that. That shit's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it was just like this black, like, puke, like, pouring out of her mouth.
Sure it was, I'm sure it was lovely.
Balls.
Like, now it's time to sign off the air. I need to go to sleep for work.
It was like this black puke, and it, like, poured, like, all over the bed. And, like, I was like, God damn it. I'm like, you fucking whore. I'm like... I was like, now I gotta fucking change these bed sheets.
You just punch her in the face, just get one in, you know what I mean?
I felt like it, yeah, I felt like fucking punching her in the face almost. But I didn't. I have more compassion than that. I was just like, God damn it.
I already put a number in there, God damn it. Just call it.
I'll call that one number. So, Spray, anyway, the second, you know, question here is, so when that happened, did you, you know, slip like a finger in real quick or anything like that?
No, she had a catheter in, though.
Oh.
She had, like, a catheter inside her, and I got to pull it out.
Dude, no, come on. See, it's not so bad when I say it, because I'm just making shit up to fuck with you, but that shit actually happened. It makes it way worse.
Yeah, the nurse was like, hey, you want to pull the catheter out?
Yeah, can I have room 114, please?
Sure, one second.
I was like, yeah, sure.
Look at that. Ice Goose just gets it.
I've gotten before, too. Yeah, the nurse is like, yeah, go ahead. Pull the catheter out. And I just, like, pull it out of her urethra, out of her dead body.
Not letting me transfer it over for some reason.
Oh, all right, 115 then.
I all right, pulled
what's the
it.
Last name of the guest you're looking for?
Oh, I don't know. But it's a family emergency, so if you could just transfer me, that'd be great.
Listen, boss, you gotta give me last name and the first name.
And no, I don't. Just transfer me, motherfucker. You ethnic motherfucker.
Because, like, Tommy, that was hilarious. You were the principal, just like, it's awesome.
You should punch your roommate in the face.
I'm kind of thinking about it. You know? It's a great idea. All
right, guys, guess what? It's time to wrap up the show.
It's over. Yeah. So remember, if you guys want to have fun and exciting times, be a nurse's assistant. You'll get paid $10 an hour to be in charge of old people's lives.
Nothing is stopping you guys from keeping the show going on Spray's Mixler.
Yeah, Spray. Do a show, goddammit.
No, I'm done.
Fuck.
Anything.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Fuck. Damn it, shit.
Yeah, fuck, right. Enigma broadcast, man.
I might do a show, maybe. I don't know.
Alright, well, here's the deal. I'll put Ice Goose on Mixler, but not Madhouse, because I won't be around to shut it off. Does that work?
No, because then I won't do calls. I need to get this homework done for real.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, okay, then don't do calls. My God. Jesus.
I'm just going to call this broad and post it and broadcast it on Mixler.
You should do that.
Who?
I don't know. Just random girl.
Do it.
I don't know if I will, though. It'll be too awkward.
Do it right now. Do it.
No, we're not doing it right now. We're hanging up now. But you should do that, Spray.
Yeah, Spray. Call me and do it. Call me and do it.
No, do it on Mixler.
That's going to be too weird.
It seems like I'll do it.
I'll call her and be like, you're on the air. Yay.
Don't do that. Just call her and be like, hey. God.
No.
I want to put it in you.
Do that.
Spread your butt cheeks. I'll yell into your asshole.
I already ruined my chances with one girl by telling her cunt flap 5.
That's true.
That was pretty stupid.
It was funny, though.
Yeah, and then you handled it really poorly afterward, so.
Yeah. Should just really do it.
What else was I supposed to say to her?
that, you know, my bad, that's an inside joke with friends.
Yeah, I thought you were somebody else.
I just wrote, oh, it's my password.
Yeah, that was my idea.
Well, no, even if you said, oh, yeah, it's my password, you could still say, hey, you know, it's my password because it's an inside joke with friends. Ha ha. We're real dumb sometimes when we drink.
I just wrote, yeah, I got to be really secure about my passwords.
Yeah, and cunt flap 5 is a really secure password.
I think that's way funnier than having an inside joke.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Okay, so.
I don't care.
Look, guys, hey. Bye. Sorry, you can finish.
Fine, get out of here.
No, you can finish. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I don't really have. I mean, I'm just rambling on.
It wasn't going anywhere. Fair enough.
Yeah,
okay.
It really wasn't. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I'm hanging up and stopping the encoder. Bye.